Massachusetts should test using clinics where drug users can shoot up or inhale drugs with medical professionals on hand to revive anyone who overdoses. That's the gist of a recommendation a special commission on fighting the opioid epidemic is making to state lawmakers. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
The commission included former drug users, two mayors, doctors, law enforcement and legal experts, as well as state government officials, including Representative Jeff Roy. Roy says he did not support the idea of supervised consumption sites when he joined the commission last year, but he told himself to keep an open mind. Then Roy visited a cluster of clinics and drop-in centers in the south end of Boston and walked sidewalks packed with drug users.
It brought home the humanity of what is involved in harm reduction. There are real people out there who are suffering and who need our compassion, who need our commitment, and who need our understanding.
Roy says research and testimony the commission collected will help persuade legislators to allow one or more pilot supervised drug use sites. The reason? They would save lives. No one has died after an overdose in any such clinic in Canada. That's why some members who've lost loved ones during the opioid epidemic are praising the commission's recommendation. Susan McLean's son died 3 years ago. Her sister passed away last year. Both died alone. McLean from Falmouth says supervised consumption sites will bring drug users out from hiding in the bathrooms or bedrooms or alleys where they use.
People are going to use heroin. It's a disease. By shaming and blaming and pushing them to the margins, it's not going to do any help for people at all.
But many people are not convinced. Cynthia Goldberg, who directs a prison reentry program in Westboro, says supervised consumption sites would provide a respite that will make it easier for drug users to avoid addiction treatment.
I don't want anyone to overdose and die. Yet the most success is when I see a client say, "I simply can't live like this." I'm not so sure that they're going to ask for help in those sites.
Commission members stress that treatment is not the primary goal of supervised consumption sites. Research shows they may be a path to treatment, but the goal is to revive people after an overdose, which with fentanyl can shut down the respiratory system in less than a minute. If lawmakers agree to a trial run of this controversial strategy, the state would have to find money, amend state drug laws and medical license rules, and find a willing city or town. The mayors of Boston, Cambridge, and Somerville have said they support the concept. One of the main opponents may be Governor Charlie Baker.
I think for all of us who are involved in this issue, I would much rather focus on stuff that we can do and are doing rather than on something that the feds have made very clear they're not going to permit us to do.
Baker is referring to clear warnings from Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling. He told WBUR last month that he would use federal civil law to block the opening of a supervised consumption site and criminal laws to prosecute the organizers and seize property.
My constitutional role is to enforce federal law.
And Lelling says he sees the supervised consumption approach as an acknowledgement of defeat.
I think it normalizes drug use. And I don't think we should be or need to be doing that.
A spokeswoman confirmed that the commission's recommendation would not change Lelling's position. The commission report, due by the end of the week, is expected to acknowledge warnings from Lelling and other Department of Justice officials, but label them opinions that have not been tested in court. Some law enforcement officials in Massachusetts outright disagree with Lelling. David Sullivan, the district attorney based in Northampton, says the feds need to back off during this public health crisis.
If Massachusetts passes this legislation to enable pilots, we have every right to take care of our citizens the way that we see fit.
State legislative leaders aren't making any predictions about the fate of bills that will build on the commission's recommendation. Senator Cindy Friedman says many people aren't convinced that bringing illegal drug activity into a medical clinic is a legitimate way to fight drug use. Friedman, who offered the language of the final recommendation, supports the concept, but says candidly, she still wrestles with it herself.
I'm not necessarily comfortable with safe consumption sites. It doesn't exactly fit in my repertoire. But it's not about me, right? It's about what is going to work to address this emergency.
The commission's report is expected to include other tools to reduce harm during the opioid epidemic in Massachusetts, more naloxone, more test strips that will help drug users detect fentanyl, more recovery coaches, and prevention programs. These and other strategies are all aimed at promoting more compassion for people who become addicted to drugs. Even if supervised consumption sites are part of the package the legislature passes, legislators suggest it would take 2 years at least to prepare a pilot. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.